Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 20 February, Friday, 2015. Josh is in the studio with me today. Thank you, Josh, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
Good to be here.
And it is, I know everybody's tired of hearing about it's cold outside and there's snow.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Yeah. Everybody's tired of hearing about that, you know, though, but that's the headline on every news. At 6 p.m. it's cold outside. Yay, really? No kidding. Well, we're kind of tired of hearing about it. We all know that. Don't reinforce it. Just please take care of your puppies and kitties. Please, please, please make sure they're all taken care of. It is interesting in the news, given the fact that United States, along with the Iraqi military, is going to retake Mosul. Now, to understand the story, you have to accept the story that we lost Mosul in the first place to ISIS, or that ISIS really is. I did a little testing of people yesterday when I was out on the street just asking them what they thought about certain things. I'll have to tell you what happened.
You ought to take a little recorder with you next time.
That would be
fun.
And
ask permission, yeah. Joyce on the street.
Yeah, that would be fun. Except for everybody's probably so suspect now that they wouldn't, I don't know if they want to answer.
You're not very threatening looking, so.
You don't think?
No.
I could be. I could be. Anyway, the Ukraine crisis, is it on? Is it off? Is it ceasefire? We don't know. But we're told that Russia's bad. Russia's bad. They're coming any time. And they are threatening any peace. And you know it's Russia threatening the peace. And Peter Schiff says, if you think what's going on with the Swiss currency right now is bad, wait till you see what's going to happen with the U.S. dollar. That's pretty compelling information, kind of scary. And Swiss police, remember what was going on with HSBC and the money laundering probe? Well, now Swiss police have gotten involved in that. I mean, you could go in any bank, and they're probably guilty of all this
right.
stuff. But today it's going to be HSBC. That's who we're going to be focusing on. And there's another disease now that is going to globally kill millions. Get scared.
Just like Ebola did.
Yeah, we'll barely mention that one. And hyperinflation is going to start. I mean, lots of good news in the news today, for sure. Hyperinflation is going to start. And then what about the gold and silver? Well, most people are saying, and I'll tell you after the break, what they're saying now about gold and silver. Now, if you have not seen the story on the vaccine horrors.
Oh, my gosh.
It is one thing you need to see, because they are putting out, the other side is putting out so much information on why we've got to vaccinate, we're all going to die if we don't. And then you see these pictures of these children. There's no way in your right mind that you could vaccinate.
I would say do not view these until a while after you've had your breakfast. And
yeah.
They're just, oh, they're
And if you vaccinated your children, you might not want to see these.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah.
If you have vaccinated your children, I mean, this is beyond anything that CDC has ever disclosed. And they should have.
You know,
they certainly
whatever small percentage that happens to, it's just not worth it.
I don't think so either.
No, I don't either. The risk is, I mean, you want to gamble with your child's life.
Yeah, and the vaccination issue is going on, believe me. On the other side, it is hugely, the strength behind their movement is just, I mean, they've got all the money in the world, all the fax machines, all the social networking, all the everything to try and scare people into vaccinating, and they're going to. And now Missouri says, turn over the names of all the unvaccinated children. So much for any kind of freedom of anything. And deaths from prescription painkillers triple in 20 years. And then along with that story, what they have just decided to do in the VA. If you're a veteran, you're not going to like this. What they have just decided to do with the drugs in the VA system. We're going to be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, we're going to be doing the news that CNN seems to lose, or the news that they give you in agenda form, and we try to piecemeal it out to find out what it really actually means. But there's a couple of major stories today. The first one is that the United States is going to retake Mosul from ISIS. Really? So, like I said, then that means that you have to accept the fact that we lost Mosul, which I don't believe that happened, and that there are lots and lots of ISIS fighters out there. We normally know them as the guys that walk around aimlessly in the desert with a black flag. Those are the ISIS fighters that we know. That's the war we see.
And they drive nicer trucks than I have.
Right. And they drive those
Toyotas.
Toyota Tundra trucks. And they have lots and lots of them. They said they had a 70,000-man caravan the other day. Now, that's pretty good to be able to put that together and, I guess, ride up and down the street and scare everybody. I guess that was the purpose. I don't know. But, I mean, the news is just so ridiculous on this. So that is a big story. I want to cover that. And then also the story on the painkillers that's causing grief for the veterans. And then more on the Libyan story. From the Moriartys. Why Libya? why beheading 20 people in Libya? What is this all about? And she kind of brings it to a head for us, so we want to talk about that. In the second hour, we're going to be talking to Gary Franchi about carrot bars and why and how there is a plan that you can accumulate carrot bars. And I like the way he has done this. So we're going to talk to him about an organized way to get carrot bars. In the third hour, we're going to be talking to Mindy Hartman, who is a Power Hour listener, and she has Out of Sight Ministries. She also has an absolutely beautiful voice, and we're going to play some of her music also. But she is an incredibly talented lady in so many different areas. So looking forward to having Mindy Hartman on the show in the third hour. And, of course, I got Josh here with me to back me up. And, man, I tell you, it just makes your head swim when you are looking at this vaccine news and they want you to believe an absolute fraudulent lie over and over and over again. And people are called to do this. Otherwise, you are part of the problem.
Well, and it's amazing how these lawmakers are just disregarding people's you know, God-given rights to have dominion over their own body.
Yeah.
It just blows me away. I was reading an article from, I believe it was Oregon, and it was a doctor who's also a state senator saying that you don't have a, you know, it was about a woman who is choosing not to, because of, you know, whatever reason. I think you have absolutely right, absolute right over your children's bodies, you know, in my crazy opinion, I guess.
Yeah, your far out, way out there opinion. Yeah,
yeah. This doctor who's also a state senator was saying that is just ridiculous, you know, and we're going to come up with legislation to just do away with that. And I just, it's really scary to me now seeing these doctors who are also, you know, legislators.
Right.
You know, that is really scary.
Wonder why that happened. Wonder how that happened. That was part of the agenda. And then you also have the people in Missouri now that are saying, well, you've got to turn over all the names of the unvaccinated children.
Well, like there's a list of the unvaccinated. You know?
Right. Yeah. And all I can say is get ready and do your part now. All right. Let's move back to the ISIS Mosul war. War, is it? You know, they, if you are watching television, you have not seen any pictures of a war going on with ISIS. You haven't. You've seen a bunch of trucks driving around with guys standing up in the back of the trucks with ISIS flags. And that's supposed to be a war for you. And I guess there are people out there that will buy that. Well, they're really tough guys. And guys rolling around in the desert.
Well, which could look like, you know, the southwest of Texas or Arizona or New Mexico.
Yes, or California. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's talk about this. Because an Iraqi and Kurdish military force, they say, of 20 to 25,000 troops. Now, that's supposed to be our troops. Now, remember, our troops, though, left all their equipment, arms, vehicles, everything behind, and the bad guys took it. So that's how the bad guys got to be really bad guys.
Right.
Was they stole all the, you know.
They didn't steal it. It was handed to them.
Oh, handed it to them. That's right. That's right. We gave it to them.
Oversight, really.
Well, we put a bow on it and gave it to them. Yeah.
Kept the keys in it for them.
Yeah. And now we've got 25,000, they say, Iraqi and Kurdish military force that is being prepared to recapture the city of Mosul from Islamic State fighters this spring. Now, first of all, I think it's a really nice thing for our country to put out a news release and tell the bad guys when we're coming.
About 3 months in advance.
Yeah. All right, guys, just want you to know.
Be prepared for a big surprise coming spring.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to tell you what it is, but it's going to involve Mosul. And the city was captured by militants last June and is the largest city in the self-declared caliphate. Now, that's what you're supposed to believe. I don't believe that. I do not believe that one bit. U.S. Central Command said on Thursday that at the time of the assault, plan for, hey, guys, April or May. If you need any closer dates, we'll be glad to supply it for you. It will support these troops with airstrikes on enemy positions near Mosul. And if you need a map, we'll let you have that, too. The city, which has a population of over a million. All right. What would be a town with a million people in it? I don't know.
Not just, you know, just city.
Oh, no. 25,000.
Is it 25,000?
25,000. Anyway. But
St.
a town
Louis,
of a million.
City?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, St. Louis. A population of a million. And you know how spread out St. Louis
right,
is.
Yeah.
And Kansas City.
But look at all the ISIS fighters who are controlling it, Joyce.
Yeah. How many? 1,000 to 2,000 fighters belonging to the Islamic State are controlling a town of a million. Really? I mean, that is like the most asinine thing. You know, they couldn't even have enough for a city council and everything else that they would need to put into place. This is such a joke.
Ridiculous to me.
That they have taken over Mosul. The main forces being assembled for the campaign would include 5 Iraqi brigades, 3 smaller brigades acting as a reserve force, and an additional 3 brigades of Kurdish Peshmerga troops. Iraqi security troops would compose the primary attack force during the assault, according to Reuters. While the Kurds will attempt to contain the city from the north and keep it isolated from additional Islamic State fighters to the west. Yeah, I mean, I think that's great that you're just giving away your war plans. I think that's perfect. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi told BBC World Affairs earlier this week, the timing of the assault depended on the situation on the ground and their own preparation. United States Central Command has emphasized Iraqi support for the strategy. They are absolutely committed to this. There are a lot of pieces that have to come together, and we want to make sure the conditions are right, but this is their plan. They have bought into it. They are moving forward as if they will execute the time frame I just described. Now, in this story, if you go and look at this story, it proves my point. What do you have? A picture of a guy holding a weapon and an ISIS flag walking down the middle of a street. Now, that's how you control a city, I guess. This is crazy.
This is crazy.
And now they say, well, you know, they were getting $3 million a day from oil, but that's drying up because the price of oil has gone down. So now they have resorted to taking organs out of people to make money. This ISIS thing is really, really organized. To be able to get organs, transfer them. By the way, organs have to be transferred within 4 hours to a recipient. Well, kidneys are like 2 days, 3 days. But are you kidding me? They have an organ transplant service also? Come on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then they want to run through all of the atrocities. Now, remember what ISIS has done over the past few years. They have, and then they run through all the atrocities so that you'll hear it again and imprint it on your mind. And then they also cut off babies' heads and bury them. And then they do, and they cut off women's breasts and they bury them. And then they do this and they do that. And you have to listen to all these stories over and over again if you're watching television so that you get officially imprinted with the story. When ISIS first attacked Mosul last June, the Iraqi army simply fled. Okay. The Abadi government is confident with that army. Now, that's the same army we're going to be using, by the way.
Right.
The ones that went, I'm out of here, together with civilian volunteer fighters from across the country. They can win Mosul back over the next few months. If successful, experts say it will be a strategic blow to IS. Abadi said that the success would also require close coordination between Iraqi security forces, the U.S. military, and Peshmerga. Here is the reason that they're telling you this story. Is because they're now generating the support for U.S. troops to go over there.
Right.
Now, how many of you parents would want your child to be going and fighting a guy in a black suit that's stupid enough to be wearing a, you know, stuff head to toe in the sand in the desert? And
I mean, how many times do we have to go back to Iraq, really?
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, when are we going to bring up on charges of incompetence those people that, you know, probably really created this problem in the first place.
What troop is going to want to go back there? What, you know, what military, what soldier will say, okay, yeah, let's
go
back.
The ones that
want
to kill.
You think?
You know, the Chris Kyle guys that want to kill. Absolutely.
I was just going to say, I really like the next quote from Abadi. It's kind of funny. We don't want any problems in liberating Mosul. Or friction in that sense.
Yeah, we don't want any problems. Yeah. The 20,000 to 25,000 troops consist mainly of former Mosul police officers and tribal fighters. That's reassuring, according to Reuters, along with a brigade of counterterrorism troops and probably a whole bunch of U.S. military troops they're not telling you about, and also U.S. mercenaries. The Pentagon has described this as a pivotal battle in the overall campaign against IS in Iraq. It was a reflection of the confidence in Iraq, which developed the battle plan. Now, this is all about getting U.S. troops into Iraq again, because supposedly we don't have any, but we do. Trust me, we do. And They have not decided whether to recommend U.S. ground troops yet or not. Really? What do you bet it's going to be another, I don't know, 50,000 troops that we're going to need to take back Mosul?
SEMCON says they'll do what it takes.
Whatever it takes. We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. They will meet their... just reward someday, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, the phony stories they're putting out for us to try and get us to consume, a lot of people aren't buying it. I told you I went out and I was asking people, so what do you think about Mr. al-Baghdadi? Mr. Who? No one really knows all this stuff. I couldn't find anybody that did.
Really?
You know, ISIS, they would say, well, aren't they some bad guys somewhere? But they don't know who they are or what they are. Right. I mean, I was amazed at how few people had any idea of what's going on.
Well, okay, and think about where most of the, you know, I would think that a lot of the soldiers come from places like this, you know, Midwest, these young, you know, good old boy, American, mm-hmm. you know, 100% American boys.
Yeah, 9/11, you know, we're going to go.
And so if the propaganda isn't reaching these people, then why spend all the money to do this, really? I don't get it.
Well, it's part of the game that has to be done to be a prelude to the action that is taken. I mean, they've got to show that they are getting public support, because then what they do is they go and hire a poll that says, you know, 85% of the people want us to go attack ISIS.
Right.
You know, 85% of the people don't even know what ISIS is.
But if it's not reaching the people who, I don't know, maybe I'm, you know, wrong in thinking that these are the people who are, you know, are sending the troops and everything, you know, these good old boy, you know, simple, not simple, but, you know, just regular old Americans. And if it's not reaching them, then I don't
but
know.
Who's sending the troops, though,
right.
is the people that, you know, in the military.
Well, I mean, where the troops come from. You know, I would think that the Midwest, you know,
all these guys need to know is there's bad guys somewhere. I'm a good guy because I live in the United States and I got to go and save my country and save it for freedom and save it for democracy.
Right.
And so my dad will be proud of me and I will make $2,000 a month or whatever.
Ugh.
And I need to go and I can't get a job anywhere else. So I must go and kill bad guys.
Right.
That's all they need to know. That's all they need to know. Anyway, 3,000 ISIS infiltrators may enter Turkey, plan to attack diplomatic targets. Now get ready for another domestic terrorism thing to happen in Turkey. Now we've been told that. They're going to cross into Turkey from Syria and Iraq with intentions of striking diplomatic targets belonging to anti-ISIS coalition partners, the Turkish intelligence service told the police in an internal memo. So get ready for more strikes on more people, the killing of more people. And listening yesterday, they're saying, why don't we send more B-1 bombers over there? You know, B-1 bombers are the... I hate to say what kind of bombs they drop and how many people they can kill per bomb. It's all about killing. It's not wiping out an insurrection like ISIS. It's not like that. It's killing people, carpet bombing people, ladies and gentlemen. That's all it's about. And Ukraine now, the crisis moves to a new front amid fears of the Mariupol assault. You know, they bring up these stories. We're supposed to believe them. We're not supposed to question them. And we're supposed to always take the side that Russia's bad and the Ukrainian people are good. So we need to send more fighters over there and more weapons. Now, John McCain is just saying, well, we didn't send any weapons. And see, now you can see what's happening in Ukraine. These people begged for weapons and we wouldn't send it to them.
That guy's got a special place in hell reserved for him.
He does. He does. Now, let's move on away. No. First, before I move on, I've got to talk about Libya, because the story of why Libya is important right now and why did they go and attack the people in Libya? Libya is the pawn of the evil Zionist game. And I'm sorry to say that, but I mean, that is exactly what it is. And remember, we were talking Wednesday about the horrific video that was created to manifest an agenda, you know, of the 21 people being killed, an agenda that would eventually cause the U.S. and other Western countries to have an excuse to come and take control of Libya. That's what it's all about. It was a 2011 plan. It failed by massive proportion because the Zionists were under the illusion that they could control the radical Islamists that they had joined hands with to control Libya. Anyone who believes that you can arm and fund psychopathic killers and hope that they will behave like sane people are crazy. But how many times has the U.S. done that? So the dirty game with Libya continues, only with a new twist. Now we're going to fight the psychopaths instead of arming them. And so now we're in this mess. U.S. wants to take over Libya, and they've got to create enough strife there to justify that. When we come back, I want to finish talking about Libya more of the story of why we're going to Libya and what it will involve. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world, when all the others turn their back and walk away. You can count on me to stay. Remember when the circus came to town?
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Josh just asked me, he said, are you trying to reach the younger audience with that music? I said, yeah. They need to know what real music is. Yes, that's Paul Williams, by the way. You know, I saw him on TV the other day. He's recovering everything. He's recovering. I mean, he really got messed up. And he says that everybody needs to go through essentially sort of like a 12-step program.
Oh, there'd be no harm in it, really.
Yeah, and you know what? I think he's right. I think that would be, he says there needs to be a 12-step program for people who don't have an addiction. And I think that's true. Yeah. I think that's really a very good point.
I mean, go read the 12 steps. There's nothing, you know, that everyone should do it because everyone's harmed somebody else in some way. You know,
that's
you
right.
should try to make reparations where you can.
And, that's
you know.
Right. And before you go to bed at night, you get right with everybody in the world. And, yeah, anyway, that's what Paul Williams is doing now. But I like that song, You and Me Against the World. That's Josh and I here at the Power Hour. Mm-hmm. fighting for you. No, we're all fighting for each other. Anyway, let me go back to the story on Libya, because Joanne Moriarty has done such an excellent job of putting it together. She said, now these are the facts. And she said, I have hard proof. She said, I videotaped myself during a conference at the Graduate Center at Al Fateh University in 2011, where four professors explained the exact role of Gaddafi in the current Libya. Those who took part in the false revolution were radical Islamists that had been exiled from Libya because no one in Libya wanted them inside the country. The estimate of the percentage of these radicals in Libya was about 3 to 4% of the entire 6.5 million population. These were the people that the West solicited to help in their coup of the legitimate Libyan government. Understanding that the Libyan people were against this, they brought in an estimated 25,000 mercenaries from all over the Middle East and North Africa. They armed and funded them and trained them. Many of these mercenaries had been fighting U.S. troops in Afghanistan the week before that they had been brought to Libya by the U.S., CIA, Blackwater, and OGS contractors. These psychopathic mercenaries were handed weapons and money. All their activities were supported by thousands of illegal bombing raids by NATO against schools, hospitals, power plants, water supplies, hotels, homes, etc., etc. Meanwhile, the Libyan army, which had been gutted by requirement of the 2006-2009 treaty with the U.S., was being hit daily by NATO even after they fully complied with NATO's demands. The hard proof of these war crimes is with us and others who were on the ground in Libya during the time these heinous acts were executed. Embargoes against the 2 million innocents in Tripoli of food, water, gasoline, medicine, and general necessities of life were implemented by NATO against international law. Oh, and one more point. The Western media in Libya was made up of CIA operatives. This we have proof of. And this is just one more international law broken. She says that Obama's Achilles heel is Libya. He cannot allow his radical Islamic buddies to lose control of Libya. More lies, war crimes, criminal acts, atrocities, etc. were committed against the innocents in Libya by Obama and Clinton than any other time in current history. And over 2 million Libyans now live in exile without homes or lives. 1 million inside are homeless. The rest live in terror, as there is no security and criminal psychopaths roam the streets. There are over 600,000 Libyans dead. 600,000, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that's how you bring about peace, don't you think?
That's awful.
Do you really think there were 600,000 bad guys in Libya? Of course not. There were 600,000 human beings like you and me with families that are dead since the beginning of the NATO illegal war against Libya, and this was to protect the innocent. There are more than 128 mass graves in Libya. A once beautiful, highly developing, peaceful country is now a massive wasteland full of death and sorrow. One must understand that the CIA has gone rogue, along with the Obama administration, when death and destruction is considered acceptable collateral damage and the mass media is fully compliant. Out of this cesspool comes ISIS, the evil plague upon the earth. I mean, she has given you the facts, the information of what was really going on that you don't know about, because they don't want you to know about that. They honestly do not want anyone to know what was really going on in Libya at the time. It's nothing but mass murder.
It's still happening.
It is just genocide. Yeah, it's still happening. And we're getting ready to go to new countries now. We're coming up with new ideas on new bad guys in new places that we can go to.
I mean, we're destroying all of North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Just, ugh.
Yeah, get the people out of the way so you can go in and rape the country and take the resources. In Germany versus Greece, it's survival of the Eurozone that is at stake. Economic collapse says, is this the beginning of the end for the Eurozone? On Thursday, Germany rejected a Greek request, which I was surprised. Germany rejected a Greek request for a six-month loan extension. Everybody thought they were going to accept it, but no, they didn't. The Germans insisted that the Greek proposal did not require the Greeks to adhere to the austerity restrictions which previous agreements had forced upon them. But Greek voters have already very clearly rejected the status quo, and the new Greek government has stated unequivocally that it will not be bound by the current bailout of arrangement. So now what are they going to do? Who knows?
Well, RT's saying that in the next 48 hours, Athens and Brussels, if they fail to strike a bailout, Greece could be forced to leave the Eurozone. And that's the economic collapse blog is mm-hmm. the one that you had before. This is coming from RT, and I believe that the economic collapse one said that, you know, it'd be completely awful if that does happen. Well, RT's saying, maybe not so bad after all. And mm-hmm. so who knows what's going to happen. You know?
Yeah, I didn't think Greece was going to voluntarily leave, but I think they might be forced to leave. And of course, it's not looking good for the United States at all, financially. I mean, but, you know, it's amazing how they're keeping the charade going on Fox Business News. And it's, you know, staying at 18,000, so that's got to be a good sign, right? Staying at 18,000. Well,
I'm actually surprised it's gone on this long.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Kept up. What do you think's going to happen with the port shutdown? Because I think that's...
it's huge.
It is huge, yeah. I mean,
remember I was saying that there was food on board? There's got to be lots of food.
Right,
there is lots and lots of food on board. Boy, I bet they're going to really sell that at a good price and get it on the markets for you.
Yeah. Well, I went to the local grocery store to look at it, and I've noticed this before, that the bread shelves keep getting a little more empty and a little more empty and a little more empty. You know, it's... I don't know. I'm not too worried about it. I mean, it's a little, you know, concerning, really,
mm-hmm.
to see the shelves like that. But, I mean, what's it going to do? It's going to trickle down. You know, look at all the truck drivers are going to be out of work that aren't hauling all that stuff.
Right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a really bad situation.
I mean, it's getting worse and worse, and they're trying to do negotiations with these, with the port people, but they're just not moving. And, it's horrible. It is absolutely horrible. It's hit mainstream news finally now. They're talking about it. The port shutdown, yeah. And Peter Schiff says Swiss currency shockwave is going to be a picnic compared to what's in store for the U.S. dollar. Worried about its national currency, the franc, losing too much of its value as both it and the euro fall against the U.S. dollar. The Swiss government has recently removed a 2011 cap placed on the franc against the euro to protect it from further losses amid the rising global financial pressures. And Swiss police now raid HSBC Geneva office in money laundering probe. And remember, we had a whistleblower on talk about HSBC. He wrote a book on that. He's going to be on next week, so you don't want to miss the Power Hour next week. We're going to talk about what really went on within HSBC. I think you're going to find out it's a lot more than what you're being told. And also, drug-resistant malaria now is spreading globally. It's going to kill millions. A highly dangerous strain of malaria, which makes me think, I wonder which lab it came out of. Yeah, that they have created, probably, has spread through Southeast Asia and was found in Myanmar, only 25 kilometers from the Indian border. The experts report this is the most deadly type of malaria. The last outbreak of the disease occurred in the 1960s when the virus was delivered from Myanmar to India and other countries, killing millions of people. Scientists claim the history may repeat and disease can have drastic consequences for human health worldwide.
Yeah, it seems like every couple of years we have something like this pop up. We had H1N1, and now that they're coming out with them a lot quicker, you know, every month or so, you know.
They got more labs now to do it.
I know, but they must not be very good at what they do, because I've yet to see one of these things take, not that I want to see one of these things actually take hold and kill millions of people, but, you know, they keep saying it's going to, and
well,
if they are creating a lab.
It works enough to get a new drug out there, though. I will say that much.
It creates millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, it does. Hyperinflation is going to start in 2015. Economist says get your supplies now, whether it's gold or silver. Chinese are set to buy a whole much more gold before long, and they say the price is really going to start going up. But how long have we been saying that? How many years have we been saying that? So, I mean, I'm not putting any...
At the same time, I hear people talking the opposite, you know, that it could go way down.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm hearing that the bottom-out price is going to be $11.80. That's what I'm hearing from people that are in the know, but $11.80 may or may not be true. It's hovering around $1,200 right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to have if you can afford it. I think that at the same time, I'd like to have lots of toilet paper and food and stuff.
Make sure you got it all. That's right. And deaths from prescription painkillers tripled in 20 years. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. It's that they're able to get more access to these drugs, get them in higher numbers and quantities, and they're also able to combine them with other drugs.
I think that's probably a lot to do with it, yeah.
It's combination. And so when you combine them with SSRI drugs and the oxycodone, which, you know, just takes the oxygen out of you, and, well, it doesn't really take the oxygen out of you. What it does is it slows down your breathing so much, oxycodone does, that you become so out of it that you just actually die from not breathing.
That's
and you
awful.
Don't know it. And
that
you can't
awful.
Control it. Yeah. You can't realize. And most of these people, many times, will take it when they go to sleep at night. And so they die in their sleep. And that's what's been happening to the veterans also. And speaking of the veterans, new rules on these drugs and narcotic painkillers. Now, understand that many of these vets are on these drugs for a very good reason. You know, they've had one or two legs that have been blown off. They've got number of different types of organic problems, and I'm talking about real problems coming from the war, or they've got Gulf War illness, which you can't see, and so they say, well, I can't see it, but so therefore you must not be sick. But these vets are really, really sick. Some of these guys have been on these drugs for 8, 10, 15 years. Now, the Pentagon says that they're going to stop giving them the drugs the way they were before. What they would do before is they would give them a prescription that they could go and renew, or they would give them a 90-day supply or whatever. Now, if you are a vet, you only get a 30-day supply. The problem with that is, if you've been on these drugs for 9, 10, 15 years, and you have a 30-day supply, and you have to drive 2 hours to a VA hospital, and you can't drive,
well, and
what are you going to do?
And the VA is so good at keeping their appointments, right?
Oh, yeah. And the VA won't be able to see you for 5 months.
Oh, my God.
That's the problem. So they're telling them now, yeah, you can have your drugs, but you have to come in every 30 days. Can you get an appointment every 30 days at a VA? No. So what's happening is these guys are not getting their pills. They are now, you want to see the suicide rate just triple,
well,
probably?
I would say not just suicide rate, but, you know, homicide rate as well.
Yeah.
You know, these people are going to, you got soldiers who are trained in combat, you know, getting really upset because they can't get their pills.
And they're freaking out. They are hurting. They are in so much pain. Some of the vets have said, you know, they have no idea the kind of pain that I am in, and I can't get the pills because I can't get an appointment at a VA. And pain experts at the VA say that in hindsight, they probably have been over-medicating veterans. And doctors at the Pentagon and VA now say that the use of painkillers contributes to family strife, homelessness, and even suicide among the veterans. Now, they don't mention, you notice, the SSRI drugs. Only the painkillers from these low-life guys that are demanding something for their pain because they lost, you know, I mean, because they've got injuries secondary to whatever, you know, associated war they were in. And they say the overdose rate among VA patients is nearly double the national average. That's huge. Why is it? Because they are, like, been abandoned. They don't have anything, any work. They can't work. They can't take care of their families. They are just left and have been kicked to the side of the curb. And veterans say they have come to depend on those painkillers to function. Because, you know, if you have never had to depend upon a painkiller when you are in a lot of pain, to just function by barely walking. And then when you can't walk, you can't take care of yourself. I mean, it's just, it's horrible. So what are these veterans doing? They're going through withdrawal. And what does the VA say? We'll see you in 5 months. I mean, why anybody would join the military now, knowing what we know, I have no idea. Anyway, Craig Schroeder says he was injured in a makeshift bomb explosion while serving as a Marine Corporal in the Triangle of Death, a region south of Baghdad. He suffers from traumatic brain injury, which has affected his hearing, memory, and movement. I would also say depleted uranium. And from pain related to a broken foot and ankle and a herniated disc in his back. By the way, these guys have such herniated discs, bad herniated discs, they can't operate on because their backs have disintegrated from the depleted uranium. So there's nothing other than pain medicine you have to offer them. Anyway, he was placed on a steady regimen of opioids. But after the DEA regulations were put in place, he was unable to get an appointment to see his doctor for 5 months. He stayed in bed at his home in North Carolina much of that time. He said it was a nightmare. I was in unbearable, terrible pain. pain. I couldn't even go to the ER because those doctors will not write the vets the scripts. His wife, Stephanie Schroeder, said getting him a VA appointment turned into a part-time job for her, and it was her main mission in life. While part of the problem was a shortage of doctors, she said she also noticed the VA had become hostile toward patients that ask for painkillers. They are told they are the new lepers. It feels like they told us for years to take these drugs, and now they're suddenly withholding them.
You know, what it's going to do is going to push these guys to finding them on the street.
Yes.
And then they're going to get in trouble for, you know, having prescriptions, you know, meds that are not, or not having prescription for them. Ugh.
Yes.
And then they'll go to jail.
Yes. Or they're going to get marijuana, or they're going to get methamphetamine, or they're going to get something to assuage their pain.
Right.
And they're going to end up going to prison. And then when they go to prison, they are going to be absolutely miserable there because they're going to be like suddenly taken off of those, all of those drugs, and their pain. Of course, they're not going to be medicated there. Anyway, this is just sick. DEA officials declined to comment on the specific challenges that the new rules pose for the veterans. Barbara Carino, a DEA spokeswoman, said in a statement that everyone, including practitioners employed by the USVA Veterans Administration, have to follow the new regulations. The officials said the rules are a response to multiple medical studies that showed that the opioid overdose rate is higher in the U.S. than anywhere else. So therefore, who do you start hitting up? The veterans. And start torturing them. I mean, torture is what they're doing to them. You want to see some people go off now? I'm just telling you, it's going to happen.
Right.
We're predicting it. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal standard and long-term storage products, or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Many things going on in the world. Babies dying, mothers crying. How much more is one human life worth? And what happened to peace on earth? We believe everything that they tell us. They're gonna kill us, so we gotta kill them first. But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill. And how much is a soldier's life worth? And what happened to peace on earth?
No kidding. I don't know if you heard the president talking yesterday, giving his speech on extremism in the United States. And he was saying, all we want is peace. All we want is to be able to live in a world where, and I'm thinking, then quit bombing the living daylights out of all these people. You're making them angry. You are going into countries we don't belong in. You are killing their people. And you're saying, well, what's wrong with you guys anyway? Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is so turned around. It is so screwed up. And we have allowed it, just like the vaccine issue. I mean, look at those pictures on the vaccines in today's email blast in the Power Hour News section. The lie is so huge, we can't get over it now. And that's exactly what is happening with the ISIS lie. It's getting bigger and bigger, the 9/11 lie. Anyway, Noelle just walked in and she showed me a book, Casa de Luz, recipes for whole food plant-based recipes. I'm jealous. She got this from Maria.
Thank you, Maria, for sending that, by the way.
Yeah, to Josh, and sent it to Josh and Noel. And it has sauerkraut, red or green. It is fermented foods. It's recipes from Casa de Luz in Austin.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I am really impressed with this book. And miso vegetable soup. Why to avoid nightshade vegetables. Quinoa, basmati, rice with black sesame seed sauce. Oh, my goodness. That is nice. Anyway, thank you, Maria, for giving it to them. I think that's great. No. And you can find out when they're meeting at Friends of the Power Hour, friendsofthepowerhour.com. They have a meeting on every other Friday, I believe it is. Get together, talk, and get to know your neighbors in your area. Getting back to the news.
Do we have to?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that like, do we really want to see this? Hear this?
We need to know.
Talk about this? Do we really? I don't know. Walmart, under pressure, boost U.S. minimum wage to $9 an hour. There's something kind of positive.
Because they're in charge? They can just make minimum wage $9 an hour?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Theirs, their minimum wage.
Okay, I see.
Boost their minimum wage.
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. A researcher reaffirms that at least 760,000 defensive gun uses a year.
I know, that's...
That's huge.
That is huge. Most of them don't get reported, so that's probably, a small number compared to what actually happens, I would say.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent college student subject to restraining order for resembling an alleged rapist. I don't even want to talk about that, but I do want to talk about this. Arizona House Education Committee votes to dump Common Core. Several months after Arizona voters elected a state school superintendent who ran on an anti-Common Core platform, State House Education Committee has approved a measure to ditch the Common Core standards and block the State Board of Education's ability to adopt new standards.
Awesome.
And the former governor of Arizona, he has dropped the idea. He's now running for president. What's his name?
Huckabee.
Yeah. Huckabee has now dropped Common Core, and he is like so sorry he ever supported it because he's running for president now, and that's the campaign that 19 Kids and Counting are supporting now. You know, the children,
yeah,
19 the Kids and Counting.
Television show.
Yeah, television show. They're supporting him, yeah. We're going to be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, and then we're going to be talking carrot bars in this next hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.